What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we're making some deal?
The way we think and make decisions is completely changing, and many organizations are changing the way they work as a result. Insights, analytics, and intelligence professionals may find vast opportunities based on these changing market dynamics, not without the critical need to change the way they work and the way they provide analytics to support their organization. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Taylor Odegaard, the founder and chief innovation officer of Navigator CRE. Navigator CRE enables the alignment of data and program functionality into a single secure operating system to empower clients, offering a core platform to strategize, manage, and execute with greater effectiveness and efficiency. Navigator CRE helps to identify strategies regarding market trends, opportunities, individual property, or portfolio details with integrated performance analytics critical to core business purposes. I am your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, multifamily value-add investment firm. Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. Celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Taylor about his background and what led him to found Navigator CRE.
Always been a lover of real estate. My father's a landscape architect. My mother's an interior designer. So I grew up running around and doing new construction on homes, but eventually transitioned into college where I wanted to study commercial real estate at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. So I ended up going down there and studying at the PBD School of Policy Planning and Development and Designing Livable Communities. And I graduated from SC in 2008. And while I was there, was interned at several commercial real estate firms and started to really see that these firms that touted themselves as the industry leaders and really weren't using technology effectively or at all. That Excel and Access were still considered state of the art. And these weren't small firms. These are firms that have billions of dollars of assets under management. Hundreds of brokers and asset managers and property managers. And so I really started to see a divide in the internships I was doing of technology and realizing that this industry really is provincial and antiquated and that it's probably not its fault. It can be equally technology's fault for not meeting commercial real estate in the middle. But it was the design around Navigator CRE was actually almost a college thesis paper. I started hacking out my own prototype of what a integrated platform solution for commercial real estate owners and brokers might look like, with mapping of properties and cloud dashboards and analytics and collaboration tools and all the things that I thought would be useful in a toolkit for a broker or owner. And essentially, that was the genesis of Navigator CRE back in college. That eventually, as I grew in my career, started off at Colliers International and up in the Seattle market after school. And eventually, after a couple of years at Colliers, was touted as the number one researcher in the country, won national research awards from the CEOs of Colliers International's for innovation and technology. And so I started to see that, I could move the needle, even at a big corporation. From there, I transitioned over to Jones Lang LaSalle and became one of the head researchers for the West Coast and the Port Logistics Groups, really started to continue to push the paradigm of, technology is what it is, and versus trying to push the envelope and add new technology or new innovation practices to how brokers communicate, to systems they use, whether they be CRMs or mapping tools, collaboration tools from the marketing and research teams as well. So continue to push there, and JLL had equal types of awards and recognition as a national pioneer in technology for real estate. And then from there was transitioned over to CBRE up here in the Seattle market as a broker on the national partners team. So I was able to take advantage of getting to work with some of the most influential brokers in the country. Brett Hartzell with Darla Longo, Jack Fraker, and Mike Curley, and Chris Riley. So really getting to see the full gamut of brokerage and on that team was able to really help them use new tools and innovation tactics to give a better client service to their landlords in the disposition side. And through that team was able to be a part of several $1 billion in real estate transactions and get to, you know, firsthand work with some of the largest institutional owners in the world. And also influence them on best technology practices. So that's a little bit of the background to date. And since I've left CBRE and running Navigator CRE full-time in the Seattle market with my team and giving essentially brokers and owners equal utilities in Navigator, and my background in commercial real estate gives an acumen that helps adoption more so than most other technologies.
With a commercial real estate career focused on research and providing insights to institutional clients, top brokers, and investment sales professionals across the country, I asked Taylor if the inspiration to start Navigator CRE was driven by the size of the opportunity or to solve a big challenge.
It probably equally yoked between the two. One was obviously just seeing that there's a humongous gap and chasm in commercial real estate with regard to technology and what's out there. You know, for one part of it, saying, okay, what can be utilized, what can be deployed into the space to really accelerate it, to help people collaborate better, to help brokers align around teams and help researchers become more valuable. And ultimately what it comes down to, and really the thesis of Navigator, is how do we turn data into intellectual currency that brokers and landlords can then go spend to make deals, to accelerate deals, to entice a tenant into their space, or to better educate a client on the market. So that was one side of the coin. And then the other side of the coin is, you know, it was in my own practice as well. As, you know, the lack of technology that's being utilized drives down efficiencies and drives down the ability to utilize your time well. And so a lot of the technology that I deployed in the companies I worked with, as well as with the Navigator, it really does increase efficiencies exponentially. You know, each team spending less time daily by hours, not doing comps reports or putting together presentations one-off. And our platform is designed around, you know, having your data in your hip pocket, having your portfolio in your pocket, being able to respond to a client in the moment when they ask you where cap rates are trending or where lease rates on in this market with regard to your own data. And from an asset manager standpoint, we're able to really expose and enlighten asset managers and unlock data that they have floating around in Excel spreadsheets and in Yardi and MRI and Access databases and individual spreadsheets. You know, we unlock all of that intellectual currency and put it right in front of them so that they can be efficient in their daily work, you know, acquire faster, lease up faster, and get the highest and best value for their assets.
Navigator CRE provides tools to analyze data for lease comps, sales comps, properties and listings, and as a pipeline tracker. I asked Taylor about what draws a commercial real estate professional to Navigator CRE, and what is the biggest problem they are trying to solve.
Typically, when people see Navigator, they see this, you know, very elegant user interface and how Navigator is designed with, you know, interactive mapping and business intelligence, or we call real intelligence tools, and cloud collaboration. And really what a lot of them see is the Frankenstein effect that they've been using in the past. So using Google Maps and Google Earth and spreadsheets and Smartsheets and Tableau and all these different disparate, you know, utilities. When they see Navigator, they see a platform solution that has all of these functions built into them that is scalable and easy to use. And you know, the fact that we've got brokers from 22 years old to 72 years old using the platform, you know, speaks to the user interface and speaks to the very limited slope with regard to the learning curve. And so, you know, really what brokers see is an efficiency standpoint. You know, I can spend less time in the minutiae and more time engaging with clients. I can use data effectively and quickly to make decisions, whether it be for a lease or a transaction. As an owner, I can see my portfolio from anywhere and better understand our occupancy, our vacancy, our rent trends, our rolling expirations and exposure to NOI losses. So really the platform is very malleable in what it does, but we really do take a point of shaping it around the client and how they want to use it. Each team is different, but the platform speaks to itself with being that malleable that from brokers to asset managers to owners to property managers to developers, they all use a Navigator, the same platform, but it's essentially melded into their own ecosystem.
Navigator CRE's primary goal is to help commercial real estate professionals unlock the value of their data. I asked Taylor about the process a client would take to unlock the value of their data set using Navigator CRE.
It's a little bit of both. That's the design of our system. Our company is fortunate enough in our infrastructure, and the way we design Navigator is we can ingest structured and unstructured data into the same platform. Which is a very unique way of being able to take data from all these different sources that you might use, whether they be platform solutions or your independent Excel spreadsheets and things like that. And our system can ingest those data points into the same engine to allow you to see from properties to lease comps to sales comps to property management data to demographics and analytics to market data to incomes and bank data, whatever is important to what your client base is looking for. Our system is very sophisticated in the way that it can manage that data ingest. So much so that we were in Seattle a year and a half ago and competed against 200 companies at CRE Tech Seattle Meetup and got second place as top technology, agnostic of commercial real estate. Just our technology itself and the way you can ingest data and manage data led us to TechCrunch Disrupt in San Francisco. We're the only CRE tech company to ever get invited to that.
The influx of technology to commercial real estate over the past 36 months has been overwhelming to many career professionals. I asked Taylor about Navigator's approach to stand out from the crowd and attract customers to the platform.
Part of that comes from, it stems back from the acumen of majority of my team are former real estate brokers and owners. So we have a really fantastic acumen for what they're looking for. I think it speaks to, one, the user interface and how we've designed it, and two, also the engagement process. We really take a vested interest in our customers and how they use their data, how they want to use their data as well. We also will wear a heavy yoke and help them process all the data from all their different sources they're using, help them design their dashboards the way they want. And then more importantly, teach them how to use the platform in an effective way. But I think efficacy is one of the biggest attritions that you'll get in any new platform technology. Yeah, it may be cool and shiny, but if you can't teach your brokers or owners how to use it, you're going to see losses in your user base. So more importantly with Navigators, we take a very vested process with the training process of brokers teams. We'll do what's called lunch and learns, where we'll via WebEx or actually flying into those offices of those clients, we'll come train 30 or 40 brokers at once on how to use the platform or do WebEx and webinars. And then individual engagements, if the client has a large engagement with a huge opportunity, they can ping our support team and we'll actually help them put together their pitch and how they'll use Navigator for it and help them put their data together. So we really become almost like an outsourced utility for brokerage houses and asset managers. And owners, that they can tap our intellect and intuition in commercial real estate and our technology in parallel.
I asked Taylor what type of users are leveraging Navigator's technology, brokerage, sales, or property management?
Kind of a dynamic blend of owners and asset managers and developers, as well as brokerage teams from the investment sales side. Some of the larger investment sales teams in the country use Navigator, tenant rep teams in some of the more sophisticated markets. Landlord rep teams, property managers, and acquisitions teams. So I would say we have a pretty dynamic blend of our user base, which is very fun for us to see on our end of the different ways that Navigator is being utilized and deployed into these real estate ecosystems. And then getting the fantastic feedback from them of how they're using it, what deals they just won with it, how they're opening up new client relationships using our platform. And really what it comes down to is a lot of times they've had this kind of data floating around their coffers for many years. They just didn't know how to unlock it and use it. And really what our platform does, it allows them to unlock this data to give, one of the most impressive presentations, to a tenant or a landlord that they've ever given before. And again, we wear the heavy burden with the technology. They just put their data in the system and go win business.
I asked Taylor to talk about his client base, how many users they have, and their expectations to grow over the next 18 to 24 months.
We're working with active clients over 70 different companies across the U.S. And some international companies we're engaged with. We've got enterprise engagements with some of the larger owners and brokerage firms in the country as well in the pilot phase. As far as the growth goes with the platform, the adoption curve in commercial real estate tech is you've probably heard and seen at many of the conferences, is it's really about exposure. It's really about getting in front of these groups. It's about balancing, you know, what's being done internally at some of these firms versus what you can provide them as a third-party solution. And so what we've seen, you know, in the, I would say the last 8 weeks here is a massive inflection point in the user base of Navigator, the company signing up, the dynamics and the diversity of the company signing up, and also the scalability of seeing, you know, one team at a company sign up who wants to pilot Navigator of, you know, 5 users. And the next thing we know, we've got 50 users, you know, in that entire office is taking down licenses. So we've seen more of a viral growth as brokers are actually, you know, collaborating on the platform. And then also, you know, inside our platform too, we have what's called an advocacy plan, where we can give you a greatly reduced price on your licenses as long as you refer us to someone else in the industry. And so we've seen a humongous spike in user growth with that plan, even so much so where we're seeing our brokerage clients of ours referring other brokerage firms, not just their own internal firm, because their guys in New York or Los Angeles or San Francisco or DC say, hey, you've got to see this. And so we've seen that viral side of the growth in the platform. And it's really boots on the ground. It's the users themselves. It's the brokers and the owners and the asset managers that are really driving the user base. And it's not necessarily a top-down approach as technology is typically deployed in the SaaS model. You know, the advocacy and the insights we're receiving are really coming from users themselves, you know, saying, hey, you know, Joe Schmo in whatever market, you need to be using this because it'll change your life. It'll you know, you can use data to win deals. It'll make it more efficient during your day. Your team will be more collaborative around your data. You can align with your research department in a way you've never been able to do before. So the case studies, I would say, are voluminous.
Taylor talked about Navigator CRE's word-of-mouth growth. He turned the tables on Taylor and asked what his advice to real estate professionals would be to discover and evaluate new technology.
You know, there's more and more CRE tech companies, you know, getting into this space daily. I think there's 2,700 or more of different variations. I think that the big differential is the difference between an application and a platform. You know, an app is built to serve one need and one utility, whereas a platform is meant to serve a whole ecosystem with multiple utilities. So that's one of the quickest differentiators that most real estate owners and occupiers and brokerage houses, you know, need to be aware of, because it can cause a massive amount of disconnection if you've got a bunch of different mini applications being used, whether they're on your iPhone or their desktop, to try to solve different experiences. What I would typically say is, you know, things to focus on is it's data. I think data is the most important thing right now to be utilized. And if you want to take a note out of other industries, you know, data is driving everything. You know, AI doesn't mean anything without data. Reverse logistics and consumer logistics don't mean anything without data. And just as assumed in commercial real estate, if you don't have lease comps or sales comps or property data or occupancy data and using it in an effective way where you can see changes in trends and forecasts, you're going to get behind the eight ball very quickly. And other brokerage houses or other asset managers are going to find a way to win with that data. And that's ultimately where we come back to, you know, the whole play of Navigator in our platform is use that data effectively to make smart decisions. So I would say that with regard to other platform solutions that are out there, there are a lot of them that do have crossover, you know, ones that, you know, try to do virtual space integration, ones that try to do BIM modeling, and ones that try to do AR versus VR. And, you know, what's ultimately going to happen at the end of this is there's going to be several companies, not many, but several companies that are going to emerge as the leaders in each of these forefronts. So in CRM, in data visualization and analytics, in project management, property management, in data management solutions, in brokerage utilities, and things like that. So they're going to start to verticalize themselves versus just being a CRE tech software tool. They'll be verticalized into how they're implemented into the technology stack for a firm.
Commercial real estate data is generally fragmented, if accessible at all, and a lot of processes are still paper-based. I asked Taylor how he sees the organization and the quality of the data evolving over the next several years.
I think what it's come down to is you know, the evolution of data and data integrity. It's getting better, as I would say. It's also going to become dynamically better as brokers and teams and owners start to collaborate around their data. We've seen internally, even at Navigator, where we've worked with teams that have 50 plus brokers on it that all basically have their own spreadsheets of lease comps and sales comps and tenants in the market. They've never aggregated that before. And in our platform, by them integrating that together, they all basically build one source of truth around the comparables and their tenancies. And it causes this scrubbing effect where you're having, instead of just one researcher looking at the data, you're having 50 brokers look at the data daily and continuing to breathe into it. And ultimately, at the end of the day, that dynamic scrubbing process starts to begin, where the lease comparables, the sales comparables, the property data really start to get honed and really clean and cross-verified internally. And there's some great third-party sources like Comstack that do things like that, where they're verifying data from multiple sources before it becomes an actuated comparable, which is brilliant. We do a similar effect, but we do it internally with their own data. And as well as with owners and asset managers, our system and our platform with our real intelligence tools essentially brings out anomalies. It helps them see anomalies in their data of occupancy, vacancy, and rents that they never have seen before. If you've got 1,500 tenants across your portfolio, it's hard to see anomalies in rents and escalations and term outside of having it dashboarded so you can see what's going on and say, wow, we're really below the market right now. Why do we have these kind of rents, or why are we offering these kind of TI packages or abatements? So I think that ultimately the use of data and the collaboration around data is going to ultimately make everything be more effective. So it's that kind of iron sharpens iron effect. If we're all leaning in and sharpening each other around the data, it will get better. And I think the industry as a whole will get better around that. Finding ways to use data in a more effective way, being more proactive in the approach around data, of having good data in their systems and what data sources they're using. And ultimately from the internal basis, whether you're a broker or an asset manager, that collaboration effect, I think, is going to be one of the biggest barometers for how good data can get.
I asked Taylor how the local and regional players will compete with the national platforms as data drives insights, solutions, and value to customers.
As data becomes more important, it also becomes more available. And so what happens at that point is as data becomes more prevalent and useful and more people can get their hands on it. It's not just the big boys, it's also the boutiques. It really does then come back to service level and expertise. And you can't just rely on the flag that you fly. It becomes down to the service lines and what you can provide your tenant or your landlord at the end of the day. And if you're tapping into good data sources, providing a great client experience, being able to show them what's happening in the market in real time, and being proactive versus reactive, you're going to see some of these smaller firms really, really compete and do really well against some of the bigger shops because the data is equally, available to them as it is to the bigger shops. And they're going to then, rest on their ability to execute and make deals, possibly a higher client experience, more customized experiences for their tenants and landlords. So it'll reshape the industry just as how we've seen companies like Compass and Zillow and Redfin have changed the residential side of things. The prevalence of data is going to change the commercial real estate game, I would say, in the next 36 months.
I asked Taylor about Navigator CRE's product roadmap and how they plan to continue to add value to their customers' experience.
One of the things that we're always focused on is really a mobile-first design. While our platform is unbelievable in the boardroom, on the big screen, and on your tablet, we're really pushing hard on the mobile experience, the engagement. The fact that the statements, the phones in our pockets have more power than the entire Apollo missions collectively. There's a brain in your pocket. So giving brokers and owners the ability to see their entire portfolio, real-time analytics, we're really pushing hard on our mobile experience. We recently pushed out our new fully scaled UI, which doesn't matter what device you're on, it auto-scales for it. So you could be on a flip phone or you could be on a 80-inch TV. You'll be able to access your environment, essentially. We are really focusing on speed of data and innovation, so our back end of our system, the way it can process data. We're already a front runner in that space with regard to how much data you can upload into your system and tap into. So continuing to push the envelope on how we design our system where, you know, data can be cached locally in your browser, so you can tap into, you know, 100,000 buildings in a couple seconds versus waiting minutes and minutes for things to render. So some of our user experience design, I think we still can consistently play with our minimalist layout, and the way we design Navigator is because it appeals to a broad audience of brokers and owners in the way we designed it. So it's minimalist, it's clean, it's easy to use, it's very linear in how you utilize our platform. We're going to continue to push into some of the stuff we've already integrated, such as natural language, AI, and machine learning in our engine. We've already deployed a lot of that into our systems, into our dashboards as well, where our dashboards, in a linguistic fashion, will actually tell you what's going on in your sales comps, or these comps and data, and will rewrite itself every time you filter something. So we've got some cool integrations there. We're going to continue to push forward into the machine learning and AI fields with how we can utilize those utilities that really help owners and brokers to understand their data from a linguistic side of things, not just graphs and numbers, but actually telling them what's happening and what should happen based on these parameters.
I asked Taylor to give us his thoughts on technology and the state of commercial real estate 5 years down the road.
I would, echo again that the data is going to become intellectual currency. If you have the data and you're using it the right way, you are going to make more money. That's just the brass tacks of it. And the people that don't embrace technology and think that the provinciality of our industry will be okay, those are the firms and the owners that will subside. They will fall behind, and that's just the truth. And it's happened in every single industry we've seen where the provinciality is allowed. That others rise up and change the game, and it's violent when it happens. It's not a slow pace. When you start to see how data is being used and technology is being used, it will change things. The taxi unions never saw Uber coming or Lyft. It happened overnight and changed the entire game. The hotel industry never saw Airbnb coming. It happened quick. The landlord for office market never saw WeWork coming. And you have to think of how all these industries are now reactive now versus proactive. So I think that in commercial real estate in particular, it has been a slower industry to adapt and evolve with technology. I think that we are seeing brokerage firms and owners and asset managers start to look forward versus backward and start to think, okay, what's next? And not be satiated with the status quo. And I think that's going to be an important part of the next 5 years, and seeing how technology really does change the industry and for what kind of jobs are there. And if you transition, autonomous vehicles, driverless cars are awesome. It can be very cool, but more applicable science is the driverless, trucks. If you've got, the ability to essentially have almost railroad cars that could go anywhere 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from a distribution standpoint, that creates essentially a master solution for, distribution logistics. Drayage rates go down, which means costs go down, which means volumes of cargo can be shipped more frequently from the Asias and as well as Europe into the ports of Los Angeles and Seattle and Newark and Florida. And drayage, will become easier and to get product into the core, into the Midwest, into the main cities, and even probably solve the reverse logistics issue that's such a big problem in distribution and warehousing. What happens when people send product back? How does it get back in the supply chain? So I think that AI and logistics are going to be a big influencer in how warehouses and retailers ultimately converse, and ultimately how we as consumers will consume.
Great to connect with Taylor Odegaard of Navigator CRE today. Navigator is a leading-edge data management company specializing in software as a service platforms for a vast array of commercial and corporate enterprises. Navigator has created the ultimate system for organizations to collaborate, update, analyze, and use data in the most innovative and collaborative environments. Navigator's tools unlock you from monotonous and antiquated world of desktop spreadsheets and release customers into a web-based enriched experience that can be had from any desktop, laptop, tablet, or phone. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Taylor and Navigator CRE's approach to unlocking the value of commercial real estate data for industry professionals. Find out more about Taylor and Navigator CRE in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about the Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Till next time, innovators.